What's up, internet? You're tuned into this week's episode of the Comics Pals Image Reviews, where we review our advanced copies of Image's hottest titles. On this week's show, we are, of course, talking about Spawn Universe, which is the kickoff to the new era of Spawn, that if you're a regular listener of our main podcast, which you can catch every Monday on whatever, wherever you get your podcasts, we talked all about when they announced it. We know that Todd McFarlane and a slew of other really, really talented creators are working on a big push for Spawn over at Image, and this is kind of the book that they're all going to spin out of, seemingly, right? This is kind of the thing that kicks it all off. So this issue is it was a hefty one. It's 74 pages. It's a big comic, and it's got a ton of really talented people on it. We've got Todd McFarlane, of course, on the script slash plot. On art, we have Jim Chung on the main story. We have Brett Booth for Gunslinger Spawn. We have Steven Segovia on Medieval Spawn and Marcio Takara on She Spawn's stories. Those are all the backup stories. And then inks were Adelso Corona and Todd McFarlane. We've got Tom Orzechowski, I'm going to say. Yeah. Sorry if I botched that one, Tom. And Anworld Design on lettering. Fika, how do you say this?
I always say FCO Placencia.
I never know how to say this name, but FCO Placencia. Great colorist. Andrew Dalhouse and Peter Steigerwald all on colors. Let's jump into it. So,
okay.
I really love the previously on. Here it says, previously in Spawn, 318 issues have led to this, the founding of Spawn's universe, a universe of possibilities for Spawn and his allies, as well as his enemies. We hope you enjoy it.
Dun, dun.
So what do we think? God,
like Marco, when it comes to comic book stuff, when we started this very podcast 3 years ago, I come into Spawn and I think, boy, I don't know anything about Spawn. What's that?
Say 3 years ago?
4 years ago, whatever. It's been 5 years, hasn't it?
It's been a long time, bud. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know anything about Spawn. I'm at a complete disadvantage, but there's a lot of stuff in here that feels A, very Image, and B, very 90s, such as Spawn with a giant, like two Gatling machine guns.
Oh, yeah.
Giant gorillas. That's some good stuff.
His sidekick, Saigor, who, funnily enough, is actually a man that was turned into that gorilla cyborg. It's a whole thing.
What the fuck?
A fit to all men.
So, so you know nothing about Spawn. You've never seen the movie, never seen the cartoon or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What about you, Marco? What's your familiarity with Spawn?
I've read the first volume of his appearance, and it's very select issues from here, like here and there.
Okay. So I probably don't have much more of an advantage on you two. I have seen the some would say classic, some would say bad movie from the 90s. The HBO show as well. I've seen both of those a couple times since I was a kid. I played Spawn Armageddon on the original Xbox. Was a big fan of that game. And then when I was a teenager and getting into comics, and I knew I liked Todd McFarlane's work from Spider-Man, I checked out some of the early Spawn stuff that was available at my local library. So I have kind of a rough foundation with Spawn. I have an idea of his origins and what he's about, but other than that, I'm far from an expert. So it sounds like we're all coming into this mostly blind.
Sorry to any listeners that were hoping for Spawn experts.
Really,
someone that were 20 years older than us.
Yeah. Sorry, we're probably not the people for the deep Spawn analysis on this one. But that's okay. I think even without that, we can talk about this issue's mechanics and how it landed for us. So Phil, you made the comment, right, that it feels very, very Image and very 90s.
Like 90s Image specifically, I guess.
Yeah, I think that definitely is the case. Look at
Medieval Spawn. He's a hoss.
Yeah, and I think like when you just think about Spawn, like that's what it is, right? Like it is the arguably maybe the best poster child for that era of comic books in this style. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, right, like, Venom's an 80s character, right? Like, he does predate that. Like, Spawn is, like, at the apex of this type of fucking anti-hero with the, he's got, you know, he's got the pouches on his thighs and, you know, he's got all these belts and he's got a chain whip and this crazy, you know, cape that's also a symbiote, and you know, like he's got crazy guns and he's got spikes on his body, and you know, and then like you said, right, we have medieval Spawn, we have gunslinger Spawn, we have she Spawn, and they are all exactly how you think that character would look, even if
she Spawn's sexy, that's her gimmick.
Yeah, that's her whole thing, is she's a sexy redhead, right? Okay. And you know, I think for all of that, right, like, if you're a fan of that era of comics, if you feel like you miss that, like, this feels like it speaks to that reader a lot, you know, like, even just like aside from like the design of the world and everything like that. Yeah. But like the it's very edgelordy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Spawn is a very edgelord kind of property. And like, that is not really super in vogue anymore. And you don't get a lot of that anymore. So again, like, It hits those notes, and I think it also, just stylistically, like, how many captions there are, right? Like, the whole thing is narrated.
Yeah, and it's pretty brisk.
Yeah, yeah, very much focused on the action, very much focused on, like, getting the point across. I think you could probably read this by just looking at the images and the pages. Like, you don't really necessarily need to know what's going on.
You're like, oh yeah, there's Omega Spawn, got it. Oh, there's Plague Spawn, got it. All right, here we go.
And it is funny though when you think about it, because I generally agree with what you guys are saying, but there's actually a ton of dialogue in this issue. Yeah. Like, it's very wordy, but I don't know. There's something about Todd's dialogue where it is chunky, but it doesn't feel super, like, I don't know. It doesn't feel as wordy to me as, like, go ahead.
We read Supergirl this week by Tom King, and that was something that, like, got very, like, the dialogue and the exposition, like, bogs down. And I think in that case it was on purpose. Like, mm-hmm. It was a style choice. That's not, Todd's trying to, like, he's, it's getting clunky with exposition, but, like, he's trying to get you through it quickly.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, some of it is also very clearly intended for new readers.
Yes, this is, we should talk about, this issue is meant to be like a soft reboot. Like, there's a bunch of different stuff happening here for what Todd has planned, clearly.
Right, and it's basically like, this is a jumping on point if you've never read Spawn, and it's kind of like a, you know, an introduction point for what's coming forward if you're an old fan, you know? And like, there is a lot of stuff where I think as this series progresses, it probably will not be as captiony, right? Because it's like, there's like a moment, and maybe it will. Maybe I'm not giving it enough credit. Because like, I think there's something here, right? There's that scene where Spawn is like interrogating those guys, and then he drops them off the building. And the caption is, he drops them anyway. Their bodies will pretty much liquefy upon impact. Yeah. Then whatever else is left will quickly disintegrate before any cops arrive. And then it's like huddled in a corner, Spawn finds the woman that that the shadow players were after. And, you know, it's explaining what's on the page. I think that kind of thing will probably stay, because that feels like a stylistic choice. That feels like this is how comics were written in the 90s, and this is how Todd is still writing this book. But I think that there's other stuff where it's like explaining how Spawn's powers work that we probably will not have as much of as we progress, because it'll be like, if you read 300, or I'm sorry, not 300, that's the last big one, Spawn Universe, then you know, right? You're caught up.
Do you think this does a good job of catching you up and setting the stage for that future stuff? Because as, like, we're not familiar, and me as somebody who's not familiar, I don't know that this, like, immediately drew me to want to continue to explore the universe, or at least parts of it. Like, I was much more interested specifically in medieval Spawn, but just based off of the way that he looks, and maybe Gunslinger, only because we don't get a lot, and that character looks interesting to me. So, was there something either stylistically or narratively that hooked you to want to continue to read this?
I would,
Marco, I thought Gunslinger Spawn was very much your shit.
It was rad. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, he's cool. I'm very much aligned with you there, Marco, where I don't think it did a good job of doing those things. Cause like to me, right. Cause here's the thing I said about how I have like basic context for Spawn. And I think for me, reading this, I feel like I'm caught up enough because I know who Spawn is and what he does. And the new characters are new to everybody.
Okay.
But I think for somebody like you two who has no context, I don't think it does. It should make a little bit of an effort, I think, to contextualize who Spawn is, why he has powers, what his mission is, who his friends are. Because there's like that dude in the chair, right? Who's like the guy on the computer who's helping him out. I don't know who that is, you know?
Right. I didn't know who that was either.
Cygor, I looked up. Cause I was
that's
like,
what I'm saying, I felt like I had to do a lot of legwork outside of reading it, which I didn't do.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't, you know, if you want it to be a jumping on point, I think it should make a little bit more of an effort to do that. And I guess the problem is that it had a lot to do cause it has to like pick up from what's already happening in the book, move it forward and introduce all these new characters. And it just feels like maybe this book should have been even longer and had like kind of a primer for you on Spawn. Or there should be another book that accompanies this that is that, where it's basically like the story up until now, right? Like if you could summarize the last 300 issues in 10 pages or 20 pages or less or whatever, I think that would be really beneficial to new readers because like you all don't even know, right? Like Spawn's whole thing is that like he was a cop and I'm hazy on the details because it's been a long time, but he was a cop and he gets like framed for a thing that he didn't do and gets murdered and like his wife, like I think thinks he's a scumbag and everything. And that like basically like they smear this guy, drag him through the mud and then murder him. And then he becomes a Hellspawn, which is like a tool of hell to take out demons that are like gone rogue or whatever. And like none of that is here, right? Yeah. Like they don't even give you like the rough elevator pitch. And I feel like if you're trying to make the Spawn universe a thing and make it appeal to people that aren't already in on Spawn,
better Marco and me.
That would have been an opportunity to try and do it, you know?
Well, I don't think that would be necessarily. I think like in one of the other reviews that we had for Static. Like that wasn't present. They mention it, and maybe they could have done a mention here, but I don't think it's necessary to have the context for the character and like the origin necessarily.
I think with Static, it's different though because he's an old character, but they're basically rebooting him. Like this isn't really a reboot for Spawn. Yeah. It's like a jumping on point to a book with, you know, what, 2-3 decades of history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's what I'm saying is like I don't know that they necessarily need it here for you to get invested in the story. I just didn't think that it was I don't think the story was executed in a way that made me want to necessarily continue the main Spawn's story as opposed to the new characters because I don't have to do as much legwork to try to understand like the historical context of even the last issue.
But you don't think
we're all just starting as flat.
You don't think that this issue should try to do that on some level so that like you as a new reader would want to follow the main Spawn story?
I think it should do that in context of this contained story, but I don't know that it needs and like to tell me who Spawn is necessarily. I think you can communicate through character development or.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, it's so funny because like, I just don't think Spawn is like a character that lends itself to that. Like to like character development and everything like, and I don't know. I hope that doesn't come off as like dismissive. Like I'm not trying to say anything bad about Spawn, but I feel like Spawn is a book and a franchise that is very much predicated. It's like an artist's book, right? Like it's very much a book that's about like, look how fucking cool these characters are and they're going to fight. And that's the draw. Like that's the whole point. And like, don't get me wrong, there is like a deep mythology to Spawn. It's a 30-year-old book. There's tons of side characters and this grand mythology of this war between heaven and hell and, you know, all these weird freaks on Earth in between. And yeah, like, no shade at any of that. More, I'm saying, like, I feel like this book should have done a better job of trying to communicate that, of trying to communicate, like, what Spawn is about and why you should fucking care about it, rather than just being, like, feeling like it's the next step in a book I already should have been following, is kind of how it feels like it's presenting it to me. And, like, I, to your point, Marco, I don't think that's inherently bad, but I don't know, if you're already introducing all these new characters and trying to, like, ramp up something new, like, why not have something like that here?
Sure.
Let me ask you guys this question. Did this issue make you want to read more future issues of Spawn?
No. Yeah. I Spawn is an IP that doesn't speak to me anymore. When I was a kid, I thought it was cool, just because it was, like, creepy, you know? It was like, oh, it's like, he's like a horror superhero, you know, like, and that was novel when I was like a little boy. And as a teenager, I was, you know, I was kind of an edgelord, you know, I liked edgelordy stuff to some degree. And even then, Spawn was a little bit much for me. Like, I tried getting into it because I liked Todd, and I read a couple trades, and it was just like, yeah, this is cool, but like, I couldn't connect with it emotionally, and that's what I need to fall in love with something, you know? So I think for me, it's like, I've never really been interested in reading Spawn, and there was nothing here that led me to believe that, that was wrong. And it's not like because it's bad. It's not because, like, the art is really, really good. And I think that, again, for the reader that this appeals to, I think it is good. Like, I think it is, like, chunky 90s fucking meat and potatoes action-ass comic books. And there are a lot of people that really vibe with that and love that. And I think for them, this is an issue that you might want to check out. And yeah, you might want to pay attention to what's coming in with Spawn's universe. Because I remember when we did the news episode, the episode of the main show, when we talked about the news that was breaking, there's like some A to S tier fucking creators that are going to be a part of this. So if this is your vibe, I think this is the best opportunity you've had for this kind of book in a long fucking time. But I just am not the reader for this. Like, I don't super vibe with edgy stuff or stuff that's not rooted in some kind of like emotion, you know? And the fact that that this is just like a very like fuck yeah like kind of comic, I really only vibe with that kind of stuff once in a while, and I generally prefer it in the form of like a movie that I'm gonna watch for like an hour and then never think about again, or 2 hours or whatever and never think about again, rather than like a comic that I'm going to invest in month to month and make a part of my life. You know, for me, this is not that book, but I think, you know, I could see like someone like Thompson of the Video Game Pals, like vibing with something like this. You
I
know?
Thought of him the whole time while reading this.
And there are a lot of fucking readers like him. And I think that like, if you're older and like,
if you like metal music, basically.
Yeah. And again, like if you dug what I dug about like Dark Knight's death metal as a 6-issue mini event, this could be for you. But I wouldn't want to read death metal as an ongoing. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I'm at with this.
Ditto.
I'll pick up Gunslinger and Medieval and maybe she Spawn. But that's I'm going to see what their next issues is, because at the very least, I'm interested in those three as like new concepts.
And, you know, so I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that I could see myself potentially like being interested in some of those just for their aesthetic. I think the art of like Medieval Spawn and Gunslinger Spawn, the fact that they do take place in the past, I always love the idea of like modern superheroes like in a old timey type setting, because it's, again, it's novel, right? Superheroes are a modern era thing, so I don't know. That's always the thing that is does interest me. And also, I found She Spawn to be more interesting than Main Spawn because she had a backstory that was related to like being a person and having a life and connections and people that she cares about. So
all she's the only one that's not covered in the Spawn shit.
Yeah, well, that whole thing until the very like last panel.
Yeah.
Her design is pretty cool. So yeah, I don't know. Like, that's the thing is, I don't think there's no universe where I care about any of these. But if like here's I guess where I'm at. If we want to read some of those for review, down. I'll check them out.
Let us know.
But
yeah, let us know.
But for me personally, if we weren't doing a comic book podcast, right? If I had just checked this out to see if I wanted to get more Spawn, I don't really
put it down here.
Yeah.
If you guys want us to dig deeper into Spawn, seeing as how we are all not great with it, I say let us know. We'll fucking do it.
I'll do it. Yeah, let's fucking go.
Do it.
Recommend it as a book club, guys.
Sure.
I'm 100%.
That's what he wants to read.
I'm 100% down for that. And again, if anybody listening, if anybody in the community wants us to check out any of the books that's been out of this, we're not disinterested.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Hit us. Yeah. If you have interest in hearing us talk about it, we are happy, to ride this train with you. So, that's been our review of Spawn Universe. Let us know what you think in the comments below. If you're over on YouTube, please give us a like, subscribe. If you like what we did here on this episode, go ahead and share it with the comics readers in your life. Let them know that you enjoy the show and you've been enjoying our weekly Image reviews, which again, post every Wednesday, day and date. Thank you so much to Image for sending us these advanced review copies. If you want to get some more content from us at the Comics Pals, we do a ton of other comic book content. We have our weekly comic book podcast called The Comics Pals, where we talk about the news and kind of everything going on in the world of comic books and any of the related media. We also do our Marvel and DC, and then some kind of like other assorted reviews that we don't get advanced over on our other review show, which posts on Sundays or Tuesdays, depending on the week. And of course, we also have our We Watch series, which is us checking out the latest superhero TV shows, movies, whatever. Right now, we are checking out Loki over on Disney Plus. So if you want to hear our review of episode 3, it'll be out on Thursday, or episode 2 is up right now. So go check them out. We appreciate you tuning in for this one, and we hope we'll catch you for the next one. So yeah, again, follow us wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next time. We're the Comics Pals.
Hopefully Todd McFarlane sells more toys from this.
If there's one thing that I will always be confident about, it's that Todd McFarlane can sell more toys.